This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. The system for signing up for coronavirus vaccines in Massachusetts has had its share of problems, and it has left countless people looking for vaccine appointments extremely frustrated. Last week, when the state opened up the latest phase of vaccinations for people 65 and older and those with certain health conditions, the website for booking appointments crashed. Some of our listeners who wrote to us during the crash wondered who created the online appointment system, which is called PrepMod. WBUR health reporter Angus Chen has been looking into it. He joins us now. Hi, Angus.
Hey, Jack.
So first, give us the basics of how this works, or I should say how it's supposed to work. You know, if I'm eligible for a vaccine, I go to the state vaccination website. It then directs me to other sites to schedule the appointment, and I understand that's where the problems have been.
Yeah, that's right. So the official state website leads you to pharmacy websites where you can book an appointment, or sometimes a clinic's website where you can book an appointment. Or if you're looking to get vaccinated at one of the large state vaccination locations like Gillette Stadium, it takes you to this site, maimmunizations.org. And that's what crashed last week, as well as the official state website. PrepMod is the software running on that maimmunizations.org website that people couldn't use.
Okay, so what have you learned about what led the site to crash?
The site is run by a nonprofit called Maryland Partnership for Prevention, or MPP. The bottom line is MPP didn't do enough to prepare for the increase in web traffic when the new phase of vaccination started. Basically, things having to do with server size, personnel support, and software. To avoid this kind of issue, web handlers need to build in a lot of flexibility to allow their sites to handle big surges in traffic. But MPP didn't do that. The company admits it failed here. The executive director, Tiffany Tate, says she's learned a lot from this moment and that her staff has fixed the problem. But we'll see for sure when Governor Charlie Baker opens up the next phase of vaccinations and the website gets slammed again. We might even get a hint of what's to come when the state adds tens of thousands of new appointments to the site tomorrow. These are for the current phase, as you mentioned, Jack, people 65 and older, and those with two or more underlying health conditions that put them at higher risk for severe COVID.
Okay, so what did you learn, or what else did you learn about PrepMod and how the site came to be?
So its founder, Maryland Partnership for Prevention, originally came together to improve flu vaccination in Maryland public schools. They developed software to set up appointments for flu vaccines and register them with the state. And with COVID, they felt that their product had all the right features to manage appointments for vaccinations on a bigger scale for a pandemic. So they converted it into PrepMod in response to this pandemic, and now 27 states use it. Obviously, a lot of people have had problems with this program in Massachusetts, but I do want to point out that it has actually worked for local boards of health to help schedule and manage vaccine appointments for their residents, and importantly, report those vaccinations to the state. Here's Kristen Black, a health official in Northborough.
There is currently a 24-hour requirement for reporting vaccines administered. And so I think it was only because of that tool we were able to really meet that new requirement of 24-hour reporting. So it was a great tool.
So Black has some criticisms of the design of this software too, but she says it mostly met her needs and streamlined the process in the clinic. One thing I noticed in my reporting on PrepMod is it's run by this public health nonprofit, and it doesn't really have the same kind of technical expertise at the management level that maybe a tech company would have. Also, this nonprofit has been losing money for quite a while. According to public tax filings, the last time they didn't run a deficit was in 2013. I spoke with a tech executive here in Boston who said that making this kind of software isn't cheap, and I'm sure that likely accounts for a lot of their costs. But this tech executive also pointed out that financial stability is an important foundation for making good tech products.
Angus, there's been a lot of criticism of the vaccination appointment site, and not just because it crashed. A lot of people just find it hard to navigate. How much is the state paying for it?
According to invoices the company sent the state paid $318,000 for the software licenses. This includes PrepMod and other related software from MPP2, like the flu vaccination software they made. The state paid another $120,000 for what looks like personnel support for 3 months. That's actually less than what some other states paid. Pennsylvania paid over $800,000 for the same bundle. So, Jack, there are some alternatives out there that provide a similar service to PrepMod, but they might have their own drawbacks. For example, the CDC and Deloitte made a vaccination scheduling program that's available to states for free, but it doesn't seem to be very popular. Virginia backed away from the free system and bought PrepMod this year. California also trialed it and ended up going with PrepMod too.
State officials, including Governor Charlie Baker, have promised they are working to improve the user experience. Angus, what can be done about it?
Well, the operator, Maryland Partnership for Prevention, needs to deal with its capacity and technical issues first and foremost. The website needs to stay up, and it needs to stay fast. Baker says that people are working on that, and the problem has been remedied already. I will say that earlier this week, though, I tried to use the site, and the application crashed briefly. So we'll be watching to see if this happens again. Design issues need to be addressed as well. The website is still confusing, and one of the principal complaints is that PrepMod is fragile. If something goes wrong, people's information gets wiped out, and they need to restart the registration process. The system can be designed to be more robust. If the state and MPP don't do this, by the time the general population becomes eligible for the vaccine, the problems could be worse than what we saw last week.
All right. That's Angus Cheng, who covers healthcare and science for WBUR. Angus, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.